Fantastic Hits 994RO at 12 past 7. G'day, it's Aaron. October is National Safe Work Month. And there's a special event being held in Rocky to recognise the importance of the month and safe work practices. To tell us more, Angela Olson, who's the Senior Business Manager of IPA. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Aaron, and thank you for speaking with me this morning.
Not a problem. Really important subject. Why is it important to hold a whole month dedicated to safe work practices?
Well, Aaron, although Australia is definitely on the track to creating a safety culture within our nation, there is definitely a long way to go. To give you some understanding as to why 31 days a year need to be dedicated to health and safety is that statistically, in 2014, Australia killed 188 of its workers.
Terrible.
So that's one, that's 188 families who didn't receive their loved one home. And it's more than that. It's actually they didn't receive their father, their husband, brother or son, because 95% of those were male.
Mm.
And in 2015, we did it again. We actually killed 190 workers. And then in this year, January to October, we're on track again by killing 125. So we aren't doing it well, and we need to concentrate on it. So this is 31 days in the year that we can do that as companies. So if we take it a step further and talk about serious injury, Aaron, 118,000 people were seriously injured in Australia in 2012-13. We don't have the latest statistics yet, but WorkCover report that of those, 5.3 weeks is the average that they're not at work. So the financial impacts on our country are huge. And that's 330 people every day in Australia are being seriously injured on our workplaces.
I would have had no idea that those numbers were so high. You've taken me completely by surprise, Angela.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about all injuries, Aaron. That's 531,000 every year. So that means 1,491 Australian workers are being hurt on our work sites. So that is why, as companies, this month, it's a great time for Australia to stop and say, no, not anymore. And let's look after our workers. Let's have really good safety management systems in place. It's a great reminder for companies to look at what they have in place already and to make sure that their procedures and everything are still effective. Look at their near misses and their investigation processes so that they're not the ones who have to pick up the phone and tell a loved one that, I'm sorry, but we've hurt your husband or your wife or son or daughter. So that's why it's really, really important that they focus on it for 31 days for the whole 365.
Because, sadly, it's reactionary, isn't it? Something happens and then that's when a workplace realises that there's changes that have to be made.
Very true, Aaron. Very, very true. And there's some companies that do it well, you know, where they identify hazards in their workplace, their risk management systems are in place. When there is a near miss, they investigate it and ensure that the procedure in place will have effective controls that will take that hazard away. So they risk manage very, very well. But you are right. We are reactionary. We're not being proactive. But we need to get into that space, Aaron. We need to, as Australian business owners, we need to protect our people. And it's not just that. We are legislatively under the Workplace Health and Safety Act and Regulations 2011, it's actually legislative that we do so.
Mm.
So we have to do everything as reasonably practicable to keep everybody safe. So this month, Aaron, it's a great time for company owners to talk to their staff, remind their staff about safety, and put it out there to all the stakeholders as well. So have a safety conversation is what it's called. And IPA, we're doing that next week. We're holding an afternoon tea. And on the back of the Mental Health Week, we're concentrating on mental health because you certainly need that to be able to function at home and at work. So we've got speakers from Centre Care, Lifeline, Headspace, Women's Health, and they'll be talking to our audience on things like work-life balance, suicide prevention, men suffering in silence, women's health and well-being, and subjects like that. So I really call out to all of the business owners out there to do something similar so that Rockhampton can pull together and do it really, really well.
Yeah, reduce those numbers. And there's something that IPA do for workplaces that can help in looking at safety and health procedures.
Absolutely. Aaron, IPA have just started a safety auditing service for clients in Rockhampton. So what we're doing is we're targeting those organisations that are of higher risk. And those would be the engineering, manufacturing, construction workshops, where things need to be exactly right in their safety management system. So the beauty of it is that it's non-confrontational, it's non-threatening, and it is a conversation. It's coming on site and doing an audit, a complete safety audit of their system, and then coming back to them and showing them which areas are at high risk, which areas are non-compliant with legislation, so that then they can be informed and they can put things in place that will protect their workers and themselves too on fines later down the track if something did go wrong. So yeah, IPA are really stepping out into something new, and it's very, very exciting. We are very, very passionate about safety. IPA's core value is all safe all the time. And this is definitely something that we can extend into our community and make sure that all of the organisations that come to us have a real good feeling that they are doing everything that they possibly can to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, really important to highlight that during National Safe Work Month. Angela, great to talk to you this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Aaron. Thank you, everyone.
Angela Olsen, the Senior Business Manager of IPA. Get in touch with them about that safety auditing. 7:20 on 4RO. More